Do you ever find yourself wishing for guidance in the daily grind of business? Well, buckle up, because today Miss Biz is here to sprinkle some wisdom into your journey. From practicing honesty to treating your team like kings and queens, we've got the divine playbook for your business. Don't miss out. Subscribe now and let's seek those divine dollar signs. Lady bosses, are you working even after putting the kids to bed but still not getting results?
Are you tired of spending money on ads that aren't getting engagement?
Do you feel burdened that you aren't fulfilling your purpose in life because you are so consumed with work?
I'm your host, Brooke Boltz. I'm an attorney and founder of Boltz Legal. I started my business and in 1 year was bringing in seven figures and am now bringing in multi seven figures.
And I'm your co-host, Rachel Boltz, owner of Boltz Media. I've helped many businesses build their online presence and increase their revenue through digital marketing.
Want to hear how we did it?
We are here to help you achieve your goals personally, professionally, and spiritually.
So kick off your high heels, sit back, and let's ignite that passion.
We're Miss Biz, where we're putting the miss in biz.
Let's get biz done.
Having grown up in a Christian household, one of the things that has really helped me is keeping the word close to my heart. It seems like because I was involved in things such as Bible quizzing and Awana as a child, a lot of those verses have stuck with me, but they've also been a useful tool in times of trouble. So in terms of business, I think it's really important to remember that, you know, business isn't just about business. You can incorporate scripture in with your business practices to help you when you're having those times of struggle and you really need guidance. So today we're going to be talking about the importance of integrating faith and business practices and how you can use scripture as a guide for ethical decision making in the business world. So we'll start with integrity in business.
Sure. So first, I want to apologize that I sound like an 80-year-old smoker today. I have been under the weather, but as we all know, as business owners, the world must go on. And so I am here with my raspy voice and all to talk to you. And so please bear with me. But integrity in business is important. We talk about you want your customers and clients to trust you. And if you're not someone who's practicing integrity, that's probably not going to happen or not happen for long. And so some of the ways that I've tried to incorporate integrity into my business is just living by the principle of treating others the way that I would want to be treated and putting my clients' needs above my own. And so those are a couple of principles that are in our core values of the firm that I share with the staff and that help us to keep ourselves accountable in doing things with integrity. So a scripture that supports this principle is Proverbs 11, verse 3. It says, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." So honesty, transparency, and consistency are important, like Rachel mentioned. And what are some ways, Rachel, in your business that you are able to exercise integrity?
So for me, a lot of it boils down to communication and just being very clear about what is taking place. I find that just by having, you know, even just a 10-minute conversation with someone, it can clear up any potential confusion and allow for us to really have a transparent work relationship with one another. So I think that the communication helps with the transparency as well. Also, being consistent is really important. So when I have different packages, my packages are pretty much going to be the same price for every client. Now, there are some situations, like if I'm building a website and, you know, there's a fee for a certain plugin, or it's going to take a lot more work to get something into your website because of a special coding or whatever is needed, then obviously we're going to charge more because it's more hours work. But we break all of that down very clearly. But generally speaking, like, our prices are our prices, unless you're like a nonprofit and we can write some of that off. But just being consistent in our prices, because people talk. And even if you think that two individuals might not know each other, they might end up meeting each other and you might become a topic of discussion. And if they find out that you're not treating them the same way as you're treating the other person, then there could be some major, major conflict. And I think it's important to remember that greed is one of the most evil things that we can face. It's something as business owners that we can, it's a temptation that we can get into. But I think that in order to stay integritous, we have to completely eliminate any sort of greedy thoughts or mentality that we might have, and realize that this money isn't ours. This belongs to God anyways.
If you enjoy the Miss Biz podcast but still have questions or need advice, we have some exciting news for you. Join us for Miss Biz Connects. Miss Biz Connects is a weekly 1-hour Zoom call on Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is 1 hour each week dedicated to you. We want to meet you and put our brains together to help you grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
To access the meeting link, visit us on our social media pages at Miss Biz Podcast, or send us an email to missbizpod@gmail.com.
Join us this Friday and let's grow the Miss Biz Nation.
One way that you could kind of check in on yourself, and because I think a lot of times we all tend to think we're doing things with integrity, but it's sometimes good to know the opinions of outsiders, what they, how they're perceiving us as well. So doing a customer survey or an employee survey to get feedback anonymously from people on how they perceive you, I think could be a good exercise. Someone told me recently they were helping someone set up some Google reviews, and they were encouraging the customers to write Google reviews, and the first several reviews that came in were just really terrible.
Oh man.
And the business owner was shocked, because the things they were complaining about in these reviews, he had no idea were even going on. So it was a real enlightening moment for this business owner to recognize for the first time that there were some problems in his company that he didn't even realize. So integrity, and also too, the integrity of our business starts with us as the owners. But it doesn't end with us as the owners. At the end of the day, the people who are representing us and who work for us are also a reflection of our business. So if they're not doing things with the same integrity that we would hope that they would be, we may not always know it. So doing things like that, checking in with customers or checking in with the staff, can help to make sure everybody in the business is on the same page, as well as coming up with those core values and sharing those amongst all the teammates so that everybody's on the same page.
I think that's a great point, because I know for me, myself personally, I don't like to complain. So there's going to be things that I don't like that I'm not ever going to vocalize to anyone, because I'm just going to, you know, take it with a grain of salt and move on. So I think that that's an excellent point that you brought up, Brooke, and I'm glad that you mentioned it. The second part is fair treatment of employees. And this comes from Colossians 4:1. It says, "Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven." I love this verse because it's a great reminder that, you know, God is our master. We know that. But God treats us all with so much love, so much kindness, so much respect. I saw a quote yesterday that said something like, the only one that could ever have the opportunity to cast stones at anyone didn't. And it's so true. God loves us. He forgives us. And so we have to have that same type of compassion and dignity and respect with our employees. And some of the ways that we can do this is in terms of like what we're paying them, you know, is what we're paying them a fair salary? Do we provide them opportunities for personal growth? Do we foster a healthy work environment? These are all things that are very important for the treatment of your employees.
At the end of the day, your employees are the lifeblood of your business. So not only is it a biblical principle, but it is also good business to treat your employees well.
Yeah, I mean, you reap what you sow, right? Anything that you have, what you get out of it is what you put into it. So you want to make sure that you are sowing and you're investing into your employees the right way and treating them fairly. Because I'll tell you that if they're unhappy or there's a high turnover or somebody is getting fired or somebody's leaving or there's a bunch of gossiping going on that's allowed to happen, if all these negative things are happening, it's going to negatively impact your clients at the end of the day, because employees can only put on, you know, a face for so long. But if your employees are happy, they're going to be the ones to go the extra mile to really ensure that your client or your customer has that top-notch experience. So there is a whole lot to be said, but also too, from the outside looking in, if you're a customer and you see that the employees are being treated unfairly by the boss, are you really going to want to continue to support that business? Because I know whenever I see that, it really, really makes me upset. I think that employees, you know, they also need to be sure that they're pulling their weight, but they should be just like the Father loves us and forgives us. We as employers, we need to make sure that we are exhibiting those same characteristics.
You know we're all about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case.
At Bolts Legal, we are all about your case. Text or call to schedule a free consultation for all your legal needs. BoltsLegal.com.
So the next part that we're going to discuss is ethical decision making. And the scripture comes from James 1, verse 9, and it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." So, Brooke, what are some ways that you seek guidance in decision making?
Well, I mean, first and foremost is prayer and reading the word, as you mentioned. I mean, there are really great concordances and tools that you can use, that whatever decision you're facing, you can search for certain keywords about that topic in a concordance, and it will list, you know, sometimes dozens of scriptures that you can go look to help you see what the word has to say about whatever decision you may be trying to get through. I also will seek guidance from mentors and other people who are authority figures in my life, who I respect their guidance. And ultimately, a lot of times it comes down to that feeling in your own heart and mind of peace. Do you have peace about decision A or decision B? And for me, I very much so, if I can't figure out the right decision just using my own intellect and analysis, I will make decisions sometimes based on what feels right, where I have the most peace. And those are ways that I try to be led by the Spirit in doing what I think is the Lord's leading in my life and business.
Yeah, and if you have a business plan already, it might be beneficial. Actually, it would be very beneficial to put some of these Bible verses next to these key points so that you have something to look back at whenever you're in that same situation. You know, you can also have like certain ethical policies like on your wall as a reminder so that you never get tempted to ever do anything that might be unethical. Something that I always remind myself of when I'm in tough situations where I have to make a big decision and I know that the person that I'm talking to isn't going to like what I have to say. I remember that my rewards are not of this earth. And it's so true, because what we do here on earth and what we receive here on earth is so short term. We could be gone tomorrow for all that we know. But if we are planting the right types of seeds, we know that we're investing in our forever and our future with the Lord. So the next thing we're going to talk about is serving others through business. Scripture is Matthew 20, verse 28. And it says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." So in terms of leadership, you have a wonderful platform to be able to serve others. You're serving your clients. You could also be serving a cause, prioritizing a social responsibility, community engagement, and also philanthropy as well. And as Christians, that's what we're all called to do, is to serve. So I think that just keeping that in mind with our practice is, it's not just about, making money. It's really about serving others, and not just our immediate people around us, but also others in throughout the world. You can contribute financially to donations to help missionaries in other parts of the world. So just being able to serve others through your business, or put together a campaign to raise money, or even work with the Red Cross. Those are all different ways that you can serve through your business.
You don't wanna be whack. Cuckoo. We will cut you some slack.
We got you.
You just wanna make a big stack.
Ballin'.
Listen to our biz hack. How to measure your social media engagement. Take the number of engagements on your posts in the last 30 days. Divide it by the number of posts you've made in the last 30 days. Then divide that by the number of your followers and multiply by 100. Most social media experts agree that a good Facebook engagement rate is between 1% and 5%. This reminds me, because this morning I was reading in Luke, and I read the verse. It was Jesus speaking, and he talked about how if there's a table set, don't go and try to sit at the most favored seat in the table. Because then if someone more important than you comes in, you're going to get booted and you're going to be embarrassed. So it's better to start at the foot of the table and then allow others to move you up through the seats of progression, because they want you to be in higher levels of authority and position at the table than just setting yourself in that position of authority. And I think that really resonated with me, because if you don't assume or expect any level of position or authority, you approach things from a level of humility, mm-hmm. then others will appreciate that and be more likely to lift you up than if you just dominate yourself in a position of authority.
Absolutely. So it kind of goes into the next segment, which is stewardship of resources. So Luke 16 verse 10 says, "One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much." So, Brooke, what do you think is the responsibility for business leaders to manage resources wisely and ethically?
You know, that's a personal topic for a lot of people. I think the Bible gives us some guidance on tithes and offerings. And so I think you have to, again, get in your word and see what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about where you should be giving your money and how you are investing it or spending it or donating it or whatever it may be. I think that giving, also the government set up it as a write-off for us as business owners. So I think that there's business benefit to giving as well. So it's a biblical principle, but also good for your business to be in the practice of giving.
Yeah, and taking a look at your finances as well, and not spending above your means is super important, not just to keep the doors open, but also, you know, to live a life that's in accordance to the scripture of God. Now, it's not to say that you can't have nice things. Like, you know, I think that we can and we deserve to treat ourselves to nice things, but not going beyond our means and making sure that we are being responsible in terms of the resources that we have. So we outlined some things. We'd love to hear about what kind of Bible principles that you incorporate into your practices, as well as any Bible verses that you have. So please, if you'd like to share your personal experience or insights on applying scripture into the business world, please email us at missbizpod@gmail.com, because we definitely love to hear it and see how we can incorporate that into our business practices as well. So thank you for tuning in. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and remember to stay tuned for future episodes exploring faith and practical wisdom in various aspects of life.
Luke 16:10. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much.
We appreciate you and are honored to be on this journey with you. We can't wait to help you, to encourage you, and show you how to grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
If you found Miss Biz helpful, please leave a review and share with others.
You can follow us on social media at Miss Biz Podcast.
For legal questions or services, please visit boltslegal.com.
And for digital marketing needs, please visit boltsmedia.com. Let's get biz done.